Take your Bible to the book of Psalms, 150. It just happens to be the last psalm in the collection. So if you kind of find the book of Proverbs, it should just be on the opposite page or such. If you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you're physically able, I would like to read out loud these six verses all together. Psalm 150. Let's begin together in verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You may have noticed here in Psalm 150 that the word praise is used 12 times in six verses. Two per verse. That's a lot, okay? That's a lot of praising, which I think is wonderful. God is to be praised. And you know what? I think it's also interesting, on a second note, not only is the word praise used many times, but I think it's interesting to note that this is the final psalm in the collation of these psalms. Anybody ever heard the thing, you know, save the best for last? Right? Or something like that? Or anybody have heard and recall about somebody's last words and how they're important and critical and all of those things? I love it. This is great. See, God's enjoying this. Amen? He is to be praised. I mean, when the men of Hezekiah he had them collate these things of the Psalms and they copied them out and they put them together here. Why did they choose this one to be the last? Well, because I think that ought to be the thing we focus on. That ought to be the thing that, remember, you know, there is a truckload of wisdom and things to learn through the book of Psalms. No doubt. We just spent a year and a half studying one psalm. Although it was 176 verses and it took a long time, but it was wonderful. Wonderful word of God. Okay, now this, y'all, I missed that one. All right. It was wonderful. There we go. Got it that time. So, we're going to kind of take a look at this, and all of you English lovers are going to love this tonight. Okay? How many of you have ever written a research paper? Yeah. Or perhaps you were maybe a newspaper writer in high school or something like that, right? So what's important when you're looking to research something or you're going to do an interview with someone, what do you need to pay attention to? Oh boy, y'all fail. Who? What? Where or when? Where, why, and? Yeah, exactly. You know, this psalm tells us all those things about praising God. It sure does. Look at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. So, who? Anybody? Man? Man? Is man supposed to be praised? Government? The people in control of things? No, God. God is the who. Who are we praising? God. Who are we praising? The Lord. Who are we praising? Jesus Christ. I mean, God is three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Who are we praising? We're praising God. Almighty God. All-knowing God. The one true God. God is the one to be praised. Not any other God. Not religion. Not government. Not humans. No one else but God is to be praised. We ought to praise God. Today in our society, more and more things are being praised or honored or magnified, exalted, worshipped than God. I mean, think about it. Those that are called Christian in this world, around 1% of the population. And those that are like us, 1% of the 1%. So you tell me, what are all those other people exalting and praising and honoring and worshiping? Not God. Not God. You know what the number one religion in all the world is? Humanism. You know who the founder of humanism is? Satan. Remember what he told Eve in Genesis chapter 3? And ye shall be as gods. Man is magnified and honored and exalted more than any other entity. Sadly so. But is that who is supposed to be praised? No. Is that who's supposed to be exalted? No. Is that who's supposed to be honored? No. Just think about our lives. And this is meant to be an uplifting message, not a critical one. But think about us. I mean, we're so man-centered. And even in Christianity, we have to really watch out and guard it, don't we? We have to die to self. We have to crucify the flesh. We have to mortify the deeds of the flesh. All those things. It's a daily battle and a fight. But what's one of the things that we do when we're going about business and somebody does something extraordinary? We just like, wow, you're great. Right? I mean, and it's a good one out there. That's a humdinger. And you know what? Isn't man often exalted? Think of the sports stars, right? The Hollywood actors and even politicians and scientists and all these people just honored and magnified and lifted up and glorified man. Predominantly, is that not the case? But what does this psalm say? Praise ye the Lord. Praise God. He's the one to be praised. He's the one to be honored. He's the one to be exalted. In Psalm 138, verse 2, it says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God is the one to be worshipped. God is the one to be praised. In Psalm 148, verse 13, it says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. As a kid, I kind of learned a little scripture song in Psalm 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. His name is to be worshipped. His name is to be lifted up. It's the name above all names in all the earth. In 1 Chronicles 29, the Bible says, wherefore David blessed the Lord before the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. There is the kingdom, though, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Who? Who? Who is to be praised but God? God is to be praised. There in 150, It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God. Well, the next question on our list is what? What? What is the what? Praise. 12 times. So what is praise? In order to know what we're supposed to do to the who, we need to know the definition of the what. You like that? I like those things, Tom. Using. That's what. Who was? Someone in here I was talking to, they had never heard Abbott and Costello's Who's On First. I need to play that for you. Who was that? Oh, it was Mrs. Wolverton. Yeah, I need to do that. Remind me. I need to do that sometime. Y'all familiar with that, right? I love that. You know, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know, third base. Okay. Great comedy from a long time ago. Anyways. All right. What? Second base. Okay. You're supposed to say that. Come on now. Get with the program. All right. Some of you know that one. All right. Praise. The expression. Praise is an expression. An outward showing of gratitude, glorifying, magnifying. Oh, here's a fun word. Extolling. That means to magnify, to praise, to honor, in worship, to ascribe honor to, in thought or words. God is to be praised. You know what that means? I have to show praise to God. It's of my being, whether physically, verbally, or perhaps by action, or even thought, to magnify, to lift up, to glorify, to honor in worship my God. You see, I'm afraid that in our independent Baptist type churches, we're afraid of the other religions out there that kind of abuse this thing of praise. But is not God supposed to be praised? You say, but Pastor, we're not like the church next door. No, we're not. Don't you know things can be taken too far? And things can get out of hand? And you know what? The simple definition is, we need to stay in the spirit, not in the flesh. Just an easy definition. But does that mean that God doesn't deserve a hallelujah or a praise the Lord or a glory to God? I mean, I've only heard stories. I have never actually seen it happen. Maybe we're just too reserved. But man, I hear stories of some places, some folks just getting excited about the Lord and running up and down the aisle just to hollering. I don't know that I'm opposed to that. Now, that can get in the flesh real quick. You understand that? But I don't know that that's a bad thing. I mean, getting the flesh is, but I mean, praising the Lord, like just getting so tickled about God and what He's done in your life, you just, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, what's wrong with praising God? And giving Him His due. And that expression of gratitude. And yes, it can be in thought. And it can just be in action. It can just be in word. But where is the heartfelt and true emotion of the fact that we love God and want Him to be honored and praised and magnified? Again, we must be extremely careful that we're not magnifying ourselves. Because that's usually what happens. When these folks are, I'll drift through the channels. I'm a channel flipper. You guys are channel flippers? Okay, you give me a remote in my hand and I'm just cycling through to see what's on. I'll stop for a little while and then commercial hits. I'll go on to the next channel. How many of you hate that? You despise that? My own children. It's Father's Day. You're not supposed to despise your father on Father's Day. But I go through. I'll settle on one of these religious stations every once in a while, just for the humor. You say, but you just said we're supposed to praise God. I wish they were. All they want to do is be seen by men. What did God say about the Pharisees?
you have your reward.
It's not about being seen of men, but it is about praising God. And guess what? I'm not the judge of your motives. God is. He knows whether or not you're sincere. He knows what you're trying to accomplish. He knows what your motivation is. So guess what? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. David said in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know what I think? I think our independent Baptist churches have become too quiet. I do. You know, less and less I hear amens in preaching. Less and less I see people come to the altar. Hey, listen, this altar is not just for getting things fixed. Sometimes it's just to praise God about something. And just get down here and just say, God, I just love you and I praise you. I mean, everything's great in my life, but I guess we're afraid of the judgment of other people. Oh, he's going to the altar again. Man, something must be really wrong in his life. No, maybe something's really right in his life, and he just wants to praise God for it. We've become, I even hate to use this word, we've become too conservative in that regard, if you understand. We need to praise the Lord a little bit. God, I mean, I've been to some churches sometimes when God's just being uplifted and magnified, and that's great. Do you understand the fine line I'm delineating here? It is a fine line. But does God want to be praised? Yes, and should we, his people, praise him? Yes. Absolutely. So what? It's praise. Who? The Lord. In Psalm 69, David says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, glory, honor, praise, magnification, extolling, all these things are what praise is. And God is the one to receive it. All right, let's get to the next question. When? When? We got who, what, when. All right, now you say, where is next? Well, that was debated. I looked at several lists on the internet, and some of them had when before where, and some of them had where before when. So I chose when first. Look at verse number 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You say, Pastor, that doesn't tell a time. Do you have breath? And what time is it? Now? So when is God to be praised? Now. Now. Now is the time to praise God. Now is the time to honor our God. David said in Psalm 104, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. When is that? Now. And it's now. And 5 seconds later, it's now. And 5 more seconds later, it's now. And now. And now. And now. And now. And when should I have praised the Lord? Then. And then, and then, and then. And how about later on, in the future, and in the future, and in the future? Because God is to be praised. In 1 Chronicles, David said, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even. We already studied this out a little bit. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. In the morning, in the mid-morning, the noontime, mid-afternoon, evening time, late evening, early time in the night, in the midnight watches. Hey, what if this thunder continues on and 2 in the morning you hear boom, and you're like, oh wow. Let's see, you get a drink of water, get up to use the restroom or something like that, you come back. Why not praise God then? You got woken up for something. The baby cries.
Praise God for the baby crying so I can praise God. You're like, you're nuts. I know, isn't it a wonderful existence?
In Hebrews 13, it says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Folks, we ought to praise God a whole lot more than we do. A whole lot more than we do. And listen, think about this. I mean, how many times a year does a pastor really bring this up? Not that many. I mean, you think of four messages, if you will, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, right? 52 weeks out of the year, that's a lot of sermons. Okay? I mean, what percentage of them is focused on praising God? A very small one. I mean, even let's just round it off to around 200 messages, you know, give or take, right? I like working with round numbers. That's kind of nice, right? So we have 200. You say, well, 1%. How many is that? Two. Y'all are great mathematicians. Fantastic. Okay? So let's say 10%. Just 10% of the time we're focusing on praising God. You think praising God's a big deal? I do. So do you think that in the last year, let's say, my time here as pastor, I preached 20 messages on praising God? I don't think so. I maybe have gotten to the two. 1% or less than 10%, or whatever way you want to figure it, about just focusing on praising God. That particular topic. Now, we highlighted, of course, extremely well just a few weeks ago in talking about Psalm 119, 164. So this will be like kind of like the second one. Or maybe the third or fourth. I can't even remember. I have to go sift through all my messages to remember what I preached this last year. But do you understand? Did that give you enough magnitude of how little we actually focus on this topic? But when is he to be praised? All the time. Continually. While we have breath. While we have our being. And as it says here, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. When? Now. Praise him now. All right, where? Where is God to be praised? We got the who. We got the what. We got the when. In verse 1 it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. In his sanctuary. I love reading through scripture and getting a chance to study these different things out. I mean, think about this. Ultimately, overall, big picture, where is God's sanctuary? Yes, and that's on a small scale. But think about the big picture. Everywhere. Because guess what? It's all his. He's created all. It's all his. And he's to be praised everywhere. I love how it says it more eloquently here. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Wow. You know what? God is to be praised. He's to be praised everywhere. We're to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Doesn't God tell us to come boldly before his throne? Absolutely. And what's one of the first things we should do? Praise God. Oh, y'all remember the Sunday school lesson about prayer. Right? Prayer is like an Oreo cookie. That's right. And we want to focus on the stuff in the middle. Right? Our daily bread and forgiveness of sins and all these things that have to do with us. But we forget about the cookie. And that cookie has to do with lifting up God, giving him his place,
His worship, His praise, His due. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. We leave the cookies off and we focus on the stuff. And we like the triple stuff. The mega stuff. The super mega triple double stuff. I mean, I think we just got to get a tube of that stuff and just go. Just pipe it in. What do you think? John's up for it. Nathan, I'm sorry, I didn't get a woohoo out of you. Yeah, there he goes. His voice is still recovering. Hey, everywhere. And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests of the Levites after their courses. Every man according to his service. The priests and Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. In Psalm 107 it says, let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, will I praise him among the multitude. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. God should be praised everywhere. He should be praised everywhere. And remember the definition of praise. It's not only the outward expression, the physical action, but it's also that of the thoughts. In your thoughts, is God praised? He ought to be. And remember, the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Do you have a heart of praise? Do you have a mind of praise toward God? Because guess what? In your being, He's to be praised. That's aware. In your life, God is to be praised. Don't forget that in Romans chapter 12, it tells us that we're supposed to be a living sacrifice. And is not our body the temple of the Holy Spirit of God? So guess where God's to be praised? In this body. That's aware. Did you know that you're aware? Aware. Okay. Pun missed. Whew. Another one. Strike two. Okay. Let's get on to why. Look at verse 2. Why? We got who, what, when, where. How about a why? Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Now listen, we do not have time to completely exhaust all the reasons to praise God. Can I just say, because he's God. Is that enough? Is that enough? But just for sake, let's go ahead and go through a few of them. His acts and his excellent greatness. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Because he's God. Isn't that enough? He is. There's a period there. There's nothing else. I am has sent me unto you. Right? Right? Isn't that what Moses is supposed to say? Tell him I am has sent me. Boy. That's enough. God is. In the beginning, God. You could have put a period there and that was it. That was enough. God is to be praised because he's God.
In 2 Chronicles 20, it says, and when they had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. I mean, praise God for his attributes. You ought to praise him that he's love, mercy, grace, truth, righteous. You ought to just praise God for just those very attributes that he possesses. There are many more. Psalm 100 says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. Praise God for that. The Lord is my rock. Praise God. My fortress. Praise God. My deliverer. My God. My strength. In whom I will trust. My buckler. And the horn of my salvation. And my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. That's another scripture song I sang as a kid. You know what? God is to be praised because he's God. Because his mighty acts. Because of his excellent greatness. God is to be praised. So far we've covered who. And what. And when. And where. And why. How. How? Well, in verse 3, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Trumpet player. Amen. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Now, let me define. That's not what you see in these other places. That is full of the flesh. It is. You know, there is something, as David danced before the Lord, that wasn't evil. That wasn't wicked. His wife thought he was making a fool of himself. That's because her heart wasn't set right. But you understand, there's nothing wrong with that in the right way. But praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. You know how we're supposed to praise God? With instruments. We're supposed to praise him with our mouth, our lips. We're even supposed to praise him with our body. How about this? With everything that we have, we ought to praise God. You know what? You can praise God by financially giving to the Lord. That's a way to praise him. You can praise God by using your talents and abilities for the Lord. You can praise him that way. You can praise God by opening your mouth and saying, praise the Lord. You can praise God by picking up a hymn book and singing a song or perhaps even playing it with an instrument of some sort. God is to be praised with all that we have. In Psalm 28, verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusteth in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. In Psalm 109, it says, I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. In 1 Chronicles, moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. In Psalm 63, David said, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Like I said, I'll kind of skip back to that thing of things we're afraid of. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, we ought to praise the Lord. He says, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. I remember hearing a testimony of this Christian
punk rocker person, thingy bobber individual. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl. I couldn't tell. Had pink hair, though. It was kind of weird. Piercings everywhere. Said she grew up in a old-fashioned church. I guess it was a she. One of the things that she said turned her off about religion early on in her life was the deadness in the church. You know, folks just standing there with a hymn book and just, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Or just mundane, you know. No life, no excitement. And I thought, what a tragic circumstance. I think she even said her father was the pastor of the church. But obviously the life she fell into wasn't the right kind. But maybe neither was the one previous. Is that what church is supposed to be like? Is that the description you get from reading through what David did and what Solomon did and these people? Not at all for me. It doesn't seem stale and dead and regimented and you know, I really hate this term, but because you know what it means, you know, high church, you know, rigid and formal. Boy, we need to praise God. There needs to be some feeling to it, if you will. We ought to really, he says, praise thee with joyful lips. You know, these songs ought to not only affect your heart, but it ought to show on your face. It really should. You say, man, Pastor, I'm just not one of those guys that you know, has expression while I'm singing. Well, try harder. We're singing to God. We're praising God. It's not just a hymn that we stand up and sing. We're praising our God. 1 Chronicles 16 says, give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord glory, unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, and it shall not be moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice in all that that is therein. Then shall the trees of the woods sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks unto thy holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, amen. And praise the Lord. We got time. I did this at camp, the last service, because I wanted the kids to really focus on what God had done for them at the week of camp. Folks, we are 5.5 months through 2022. Got anything to praise God about? Got anything to praise God about? I went around with a microphone, like this one, and just told the kids, with your lips, with your mouth, what do you have to praise God about? Just one thing. And a lot of them repeated maybe what others had said, and there's nothing wrong with that. But maybe think of something unique that you can praise God for. This may not be unique, but I'm thankful for the will of God, the perfect will of God. I'm going to praise God for it, because since I surrendered to it, it's been a great ride. It has. I'm from North Dakota, folks. It's not as bad as far as heat goes up there right now. And in the evening times, about this time, it starts dropping down into the 60s, and you got to put a jacket on. You're like, man, I'd love that. Yeah, it's great. I've got an insulated flannel shirt that I wear. I've had it since I was a teenager in high school. That's what I wear for when I go up to North Dakota. Because in the summertime, it gets cold at night. Hallelujah, right? That's something to praise God for right there. But you know what? What am I doing here in Texas? Will of God. I mean, who would like to be a Christian school principal for 16 and a half years? Nobody. But you know what? I was glad to, because I was in the will of God. And now I get to be here with y'all. And we're loving it. You may not be loving it as much as we are, but we're loving it here. We have some time tonight. I know it's 7, or what time is it? 7:30, yeah. But you think it's okay if Lighthouse Baptist Church praises God a little bit tonight? And then, you know what, to close things out, we're going to sing a little bit. You know what? We're going to praise God tonight. Who's to be praised? God. What? Praise. Where? Everywhere. When? All the time. Why? Because he's God. How? With all that we have. Aren't you glad the Bible says make a joyful noise unto the Lord? We don't have to sing with perfect tone or pitch or timing. But God's to be praised.